Well, we noted from the outset of Psalm 100 is that there is that universal call for all lands to praise God, to come before Him with singing, with thanksgiving, with gladness, and blessing of His name. And we understand that God had a plan to include all men in that ability to do so, Jew and Gentile. And Jesus makes this clear in John chapter 4, verse number 23, to that Samaritan woman that she did not understand what she was worshiping and how she was worshiping. But the hour is going to come when the true worshipers were going to worship the God of heaven. And so when we consider this call, firstly to the Christian, again, the application that we have to make is we ought to appreciate the privilege and the opportunity that we have to worship our Father in heaven. It's a great privilege. It's something that we should not take lightly, something that we should take seriously. And it's something that we should understand that the worship of God, the sacrifice of God, when we look at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16, we see that there are offerings that can be made inside and outside of the assembly. Because there is the fruit of the lips, but he also says, in well-doing, that's a sweet savor unto the Lord. You see, we can serve the Lord with gladness each and every day of our life. We can serve him with gladness. But to the non-Christian, you need to put yourself in a position where you can serve the Lord. And the only way to do that is to receive that spirit of adoption by obeying the blessed gospel, the blessed good news of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we see that process laid out for us in Scripture in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 and following, that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we understand that calling on the name of the Lord, when we look at the totality of Scripture between Acts chapter 2 and Acts 22 and verse number 16, it's by obeying the gospel and baptism. One puts on the Lord when he is baptized into Christ. But he says before that can happen, you need to believe on the Lord. You need to hear the gospel, and you need to believe that message. You need to put trust in that message and say, okay, this is something I need to do, something I need to follow. But before you can believe that message, you have to hear that message. You have to hear the blessed gospel. You have to understand who Jesus is. And we see in Acts chapter 8 and verse number 12, the words that Philip was preaching to the Samaritans was the things concerning the name of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. You need to understand who Jesus is, his authority, and the church, that body, that pasture, that sheepfold that belongs to the Lord that we saw in Scripture. And once those things are believed, once those things are heard by the preacher preaching, you can then repent of your sins, confess that Jesus is God, and then have the right. According to Acts chapter 8, he says, it's not lawful, it's okay, if you confess, if you homologeo that Jesus is the Lord, then you have the right to obey the gospel. And then we can serve the Lord for the rest of our lives with gladness. That's the whole point of us being brought closer to God, so we can serve him, so that we can be unprofitable servants for him. And when we're unprofitable servants for him, he will give us a reward. He will give a reward to those who overcome, and that is fellowship in his presence forevermore. But it all begins with us serving the Lord here so we can serve the Lord in the hereafter. So if we're in need of prayers from the congregation, we haven't been serving the Lord properly or for the right reasons, we're here to help aid you in that. But if you know what you need to do in order to serve the Lord properly, to obey the gospel and do what you need to do to be in a right relationship with the Lord, we implore you to do so as we now stand and as we sing.